good girl was a funny situation. So I was out on the road. We were in Chicago with Dustin, and me and Andy had been out with him all weekend. And we had already written, I think, 3 other songs. And this was basically, we got to this day and literally looked at all of us and just said, like, you know what, y'all? If we get a song today, great. If we don't worry about it. We wrote some great stuff, and we hadn't written Good Girl yet. We actually wrote a couple other songs that were just fantastic, but they didn't even make it. And so we get to that day, we start an idea for almost 45 minutes, completely something else, and then Dustin finally just says, man, I just don't think this is for me or my audience, man, and I don't really love it. And we said, okay, cool, let's scratch it. You know, we like committed to like an hour or something like that. We were just gonna see what we find. So in the last few minutes of it, Andy goes, you know what, y'all, I got this one thing. And he sang the top of Good Girl, but he sang it flipped from what it is now. And it's like, I got a good girl, so I got it. Good girl. And we all loved it. We all loved it and freaked out. We just flip-flopped it. And I had been playing this little, like, that was also what happened. I had been playing the chords to Good Girl. And then he said, this might go with that. And he sang that chorus. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's great. Dustin freaked out, too. And I finished the demo on the bus in, like, 2 hours. The label heard it that night. And they basically said, this is your next single.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, that, especially now being in, you know, this little longer, that stuff just doesn't happen, man. It just doesn't.
Yeah, that's a pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah. And it was cut in, we wrote it in February. I think it was out to radio. I think it went end of April or May, something like that.
Oh, man.